I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And then go to jail.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well, he was all right.
Pop, Pop, was, a lot of bad Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was making more wine than we used to. I know my Pop did.
Yeah.
My Pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah.
Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. How about when your mommy cooked them good home-cooked bits of baby?
All right, that goes up to my mom. I love you. Happy birthday. We'll see you tomorrow night. We all will. And we'll have a great night. Anyways, 3:01 in the afternoon, and that means it's time for the threesome at three. And as we all enjoy our threesome at three.
But safely.
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 Of course.
Yes.
It has to be.
Paulie safely. And I have covered ourselves in latex. Head to toe.
Head to toe. This week, Chris, I have picked Foreigner.
Uh-huh.
We haven't done Foreigner yet, and I believe that's fitting.
Yes, it is.
What do you think?
I think after last week's show with the original members, Lou Gramm and Ian McDonald.
Yes.
Jumping on stage with Mick Jones and playing a couple of numbers with the entire band, so they had a very large band. So next year's their 40th anniversary.
Okay.
So they could be a reunion of the original
right
lineup.
On.
Yeah.
Right on. Me and, speaking of my mom and her birthday, we had seen a few years ago Journey. We went to see Journey, but Foreigner was backing them up. And I must say to you, sir, with all due discretion, Foreigner blew them away.
Much better songs.
Way.
Much better songs. I mean, every album they had a hit. If you think of Journey, it's like two or three albums, I think.
But Journey has a lot of great hits, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, the new singer, he's supposed to be really incredible. And he was good. Maybe he had an off night. He was good. That's about it. But Foreigner was great.
Yeah.
That made the whole show. And they were unbelievable. So, with that being said, 3:03 in the afternoon, I'm going to begin my threesome at three. I hope you all enjoy, boys and girls.
Feels like the very first time. have waited a lifetime. Spend my time so foolishly. But now that I've found you, together we'll make history. And I know. We'll be right back.
song. You got it? I like that song. Yay!
I'm just trying to know what song you're talking about.
It goes ba-boom, boom, boom,
ba-boom, boom, boom, yeah.
I want to buy the record.
You know the name of the artist?
Yay!
Yay.
Ba-boom, boom, 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 Yay!
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. I'm sorry.
It's a song. Yay!
I'm just not sure what that is.
It's a song. It goes boom, 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 Yay!
You're on the radio?
I can dance. Boom, 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 boom,
Do you know what kind of song is that? A rock song or a rap song or a country song?
Yeah, it goes boom, 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 Yay!
It is green. He heard one guitar.
That's right. There was your threesome at three, and it only took about, I don't know, 15 minutes?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad for a threesome.
Yeah, but we still haven't cleaned up.
No cleanup time. Yeah. So you got Feels Like the First Time and Hot-Blooded and, of course, Jukebox Hero, and I'm probably one of the only guys that can say I am a Jukebox Hero being a DJ.
I'm just going to throw this out there for, you know, regarding Foreigner. We just talked about, you know, they really like them. And
I think
they're underrated. I think
they've always been underrated.
He's a fantastic musician, lead guitarist, keyboardist, principal songwriter. Yep. Him and Lou Gramm had a great partnership until, you know, Lou found Jesus. And it's probably would say, wow, he must be rich. But no, it means something else.
Yeah.
But if you look from 77 to 87, Foreigner, Double Vision, Head Games,
yep.
Four, which was Four and the Double most, Vision, humongous albums.
That was, yeah.
Agent Provocateur.
Biggest album.
And Inside Information. You look at that 10-year period, I don't know of any bands that had a that could really stack up to it. I mean, we can go up and down and look at the first album, Cold as Ice, Feels Like the First Time, Long Way From Home, a song I love. Double Vision, one of the first albums I've ever bought. Double Vision, of course, Hot Blooded, Blue Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Head Games, I loved. Dirty White Boy. Head Games, of course, the title track, too, as well. Four, there's not a song you don't know in this. Nightlight,
no,
Jukebox Hero.
Not.
Waiting for a Girl Like You, Urgent.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone freaked out. Urgent.
I almost played, Urgent, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have went on for an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have done a whole show with Foreigner.
And probably my favorite Foreigner album is the one that came out late 84, early 85, Agent Provocateur. Great. Of course, everybody knows I Want to Know What Love Is, humongous song.
Right.
Tooth the Nail, That Was Yesterday, is a great song. And lastly, of the classic ones, was Inside Information, which had Say You Will, which was the lead-off track. But I Don't Want to Live Without You. I'm not sure what that did, but that was a song that everybody knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what happens? The old solo career, the old Midnight Blue came, and some people thought they were bigger than they were.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And anyway, so that was your threesome at three with Foreigner. So we had a threesome with Foreigner, with some foreigners. Anyways,
I'm sorry. I had a flashback to the banana.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Anyways, is that code for something? No, I'm just kidding. 3:19
Break the code,
in the
spell breaker.
3:19 in the afternoon. It says 77 degrees, Chris. What do you have?
I'm calling. I'm calling 83. I'm calling now 84.
Yeah. You're calling shenanigans on Channel 7's news?
Yeah, and the real fail
Ren
is
Claire.
85, Ren Claire.
She's named after a bird. Well, she is. What do you think a Ren is? Oh,
I thought it was a town in Wisconsin. Oh, that's Eau Claire.
All right, so do you have some? So we can start off with some silly news. We can always come back. We can, you know, we don't have to do it all at once. But if you have some silly news, Chris, the funny man.
I have silly news.
Okay, well, if you have some, then lay it on us.
Paul, you think back to last year at this time. Something that the giddy up broke was these rash of clown sightings.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
We were the first to break them before they went mainstream media.
That
you
is
heard
true.
It here first.
That is true.
We're not only windbreakers and code breakers, we're newsbreakers.
Uh-huh.
So, we're going to flash forward to this week in Hollis, Maine. Police in Maine arrested a 31-year-old man after he was reported wearing a clown mask and wielding a machete.
Hmm.
Residents called police to report sightings of a man around 6 p.m. on Tuesday, but he hid in the woods before troopers arrived.
Well, you know what? They stopped doing that, all these clown sightings, because they started getting their asses kicked.
It's so right, true.
Yeah. People had enough of that.
Yeah. I mean, legitimate clowns would be going to their kids' birthday parties, were getting beatings like there's no tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Let it kick in. And then you can finish your story. All right.
I just want to, before I finish this story, I just want to preface this by saying there was no parade today.
There was no parade
today. No parade. Do not line up your chairs in front of the NMFO studios. That's in another 6 months or so. Okay, so the suspects managed to elude officers. Officers. For an hour before police noticed him exiting the woods, Corey Berry of Hollis was arrested by Maine State Police. He was charged with criminal threatening and taken to York County Jail.
So his name was Corey the Clown?
Corey the Clown. Maybe Berry the Clown. I don't know.
Corey the Clown.
Corey the Clown. We know that guy.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but he's like the sad clown. He's like Pagliacci.
He's like the Billy Joel clown.
Why do you do this to me?
That's an inside joke.
My God, it's like being in a boxing ring with this guy.
Billy Joel teeth.
Went up to Christy Brinkley, hey, you want to make out? She vomited it on his shoes. True story. Okay, so Corey the Clown, once again, he duct taped the machete to his amputated arm.
Excellent.
Yes, police also said Berry was reportedly intoxicated.
Wow.
What do you think?
An intoxicated clown? I'm shocked.
That's Corey the Clown for you. Corey the Clown was
Corey
intoxicated.
Corey the Drunken Clown.
Corey the Drunk. Oh, my God. Look at him without his mask. Look at his face. If he was bald,
look at
the resemblance.
I don't even think he needs a clown outfit.
He has that kind of like, you know, that elf man face.
He kind of has that psycho I'll kill you face.
So Berry was a dog ted, and he told officers he wanted to mimic the clown sightings that were reported across the U.S.
Why?
Why not?
Got nothing better to do with this time?
No, get drunk, tape a machete to your amputated arm, and terrorize the peeps.
Wow.
So, do not sleep easy tonight, residents of Hollis, Maine, because Berry was released after posting $200 bail.
That's it?
That's it. You can walk around with a machete taped to your arm if you got $200.
You're talking about Maine, man.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like $1 million up that part. So speaking, we're going from machetes to daggers. So in lovely bucolic Sandwich, Massachusetts, a 39-year-old Cape Cod woman was topless and drunk when she threatened a police officer with a dagger during a bizarre road rage incident over the weekend, according to authorities. Wait, I think you may have to mute me because I am going to say something that is so libelous, it will get us sued and kicked off the radio.
Why?
I'll tell you off air.
All right. Most topless women are usually drunk, right?
Show me your boobs!
Are getting tipped by us. To our significant others, that never happened.
No.
We're too cheap.
Show me your boobs!
I get this voice in my head again. Susan Kettle of Sandwich was arrested and charged with a host of crimes, including driving while intoxicated. Polly, this isn't her first rodeo. Second offense.
Being topless?
No, being intoxicated.
Oh.
I think she's been topless more than once.
Yeah, probably coming from work.
Police said the incident happened early Saturday afternoon in Sandwich. Kettle was driving a blue Ford Explorer at about noon. She was tuned up and topless at noon.
Nice.
What a great way to start the day. I wish I was her.
She probably didn't stop from the night before.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why she was on her way home. As Joe Walsh says, it's hard to leave when, you know, sometimes I party, sometimes until 4. It's hard to leave when you can't find the door.
So, once again, she was driving it around noon when police said she tried to crash her SUV into a driver in an act of road rage. The driver turned out to be an off-duty police officer.
Oh. Wow, does that suck.
Oh, man. Kettle then pulled behind the collar at the red... Chris, first time speaking.
What are you, Jerry Lewis?
Want to do the rest of this in Jerry Lewis voice? Dean, she pulled the collar at the red traffic signal. She began waving a double-edged dagger knife out the window. She exited the Explorer. Polly, do the visual now. Think of this. She wielded the knife. She exited the Explorer, then removing her clothes and ran bare-chested toward the victim, flailing the dagger.
What? Was she trying to distract him so he didn't see the knife, the dagger, whatever?
Officers later located Kettle and arrested
her. Look
at
my boobs.
She was charged with driving while intoxicated, 3 counts of assault with a weapon, possession of a dangerous weapon, lewd and lascivious conduct. And Polly, she was driving with a revoked license and had several vehicle violations.
I don't believe it.
Yes. Miss Kettle, this was not her first run-in with the police this year. In April, Sandwich Police reported that they arrested Kettle after she originally threw a rock through a store and stole potato chips late at night. Kettle's excuse? She was hungry and wanted food. She pleaded not guilty to the breaking and entering and malicious destruction of property. First of all, you're living on Sandwich. How are you hungry if you're on Sandwich?
I don't know.
Exactly. And we do have a story from our friends at the Smoking Gun. And I'm going to say smoking guns, if you know what I mean. A uniformed Hooters waitress was arrested for disorderly conduct after tangling with another employee at a suburban Chicago ranch, a branch of the restaurant. Sarah Riviera, 25, was...
Was what? Ooh, good Lord.
No kidding, huh? No wonder why she works at Hooters. She did not make a vocational error. Mm-hmm. Sarah was collared last Thursday afternoon. According to police records, Riviera was seen seen at Wright posed for an Oak Lawn Police Department mugshot in her revealing Hooters t-shirt.
Show me your boobs.
This is the best name ever. If you have another daughter, I know you wanted to name her Allison Chains, but I think you should name her Debreca. Debreca Green was also charged with disorderly conduct. Debreca is 24 in connection with the incidents. Her Facebook page lists her as an employee of Hooters in Oak Green. Riviera and Green, both free on bond, are scheduled for a September 5th appearance in circuit court. Polly and I will be making the trip to suburban Chicago to cover it live for the Giddy Up. As long as the funds hold out.
But we're only going as tourists.
Tourists?
Yeah, to see the Windy City.
Yeah, exactly.
Windy being the operative word.
Sorry. Sorry. Been building up for a while. Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's what you get.
I'm so sorry about
at
this.
The Windy City after eating at Hooters.
Man. I'm going to say something about you right now, buddy boy.
What?
If this was a baseball game, you'd be pitching a no-hitter. You're effing killing it. You're Chris Sale. You're the Chris Sale of DJs right now.
I appreciate that. That's
slinging, and you're slinging, and you're slinging today. Man, your fastball is working.
All right.
And your curve and your changeup as well. Hey, just want to give you some, I don't want to call it serious news. I'm going to call this informative news.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, this is the end of July. And
yes.
August only leads to fall. So, what happens in
my
the fall?
My favorite month.
Yeah. August?
Yeah. No.
So, September.
I'm sorry, season. Favorite season.
Well, yeah.
Fall.
Everyone's favorite season. But, of course, it's like, you know, it's like after that comes the deep abyss of winter. And, you know, we don't have springs anymore. But just so you want to know, you may want to keep your sweaters tucked away. Because, Polly, I know you're a big fan of the cardigan.
Yes, I've been spotted as many times as Bigfoot in a cardigan.
How Bigfoot got your cardigan, I will never know. So the East Coast, South, and Midwest will experience higher than average temperatures starting in September and lasting through November this year.
Wow.
That is according to our friends at the Weather Channel. Unusual weather patterns are to blame for the expected increase in temperatures in the area across the country, except in the Northwest region. If you're planning on visiting Seattle or Portland or Idaho, Paulie, please use Idaho in a sentence.
I That's not really tough.
I had a date, and she made me pay $50 because she say I the hoe.
Okay.
I don't know. Southern states like Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama will experience cooler than usual September, but the rest of the country should see temperatures rise above average during those months. When October hits, those southern states will join us in the warmer weather. So once again, if you are planning on trick-or-treating this year, don't wear a jacket.
Don't wear a jacket.
Do not wear a jacket.
Well, you don't know what the weather is going to be on that particular day.
Well, I'm just saying based on this, it could be in the 70s.
So go topless.
Yeah, so you know what? Once
you'll get more candy.
Yeah, you want even more candy? Wear the machete.
Topless and wheel the machete. But you got to chop your arm off first with it.
Then wear a clown mask. Topless clown mask machete wielding is going to be our prediction. The giddy
Hooters,
up is putting it.
Hooters.
Hooters. In Hooters shorts. That's our prediction. That's going to be the costume for the year. By the way, Paulie, how did you celebrate Shark Week last week?
I watched a lot of shark shows. You know me.
Yep.
I'm all into it. I'm all in when it's Shark Week, and I watched probably 50 shows. I'm not even lying.
Yeah, you know, if you drive by Paulie's, he puts up the Shark Week tree. Yes. There's the Shark Week decorations on the lawn.
Oh, absolutely, right. Yeah.
I got a nice Shark Week present from him.
Yes.
We sang Shark Week carols. It was wonderful.
I sent him a shark's tooth, you know, ring, you know, as a term of endearment.
Yes, but being that Paulie was up to his usual chicanery, it was attached to a live shark.
I filled up my house with water and brought in some live sharks, a mako, a great white, a tiger, a hammerhead.
Nice way for hammerhead. You're a hammerhead.
I know I am. That's why I brought him in. So at least I have someone to talk to. All right, anyways.
You foolish frig, you.
Thank you for those funny, silly stories.
We do what we can.
Funny man. That's what I meant to say, silly stories, funny man, but you get me going. Anyways, 3:34 in the afternoon. We're going to take a little music interlude.
And, I knew you were saying interlude.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. I smelled interlude.
How do you smell interlude?
I just did. We'll leave it at that.
All right. We're going to have a little music interlude, come back, which is unfortunate to say our goodbyes, but just enjoy. Sit back and enjoy, you know, listen to our nonsense. And actually, I'll come back with some weekend weather, actually, in a minute. And then we will take you out to kick off your weekend, right? It looks beautiful out there. So this one goes out to our good friend of the show, and we love you, to Leah. Take us out, Chris.
You're listening to The Giddy Up. We're here live every Friday, 2 to 4, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject is
This next one goes out to my Dawn, my baby blue.
Didn't know you.
Yeah. That goes out to Dawn, my baby Blue. And before that, Our Aliyah by Donny Iris. And he takes his shirt off during that song, which is very just listen to the song on our show. Don't look up that video because it's very disturbing. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back. 3:45 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up here in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. Medford, Boston.
Yes.
Medford on the earth. Yeah, a guy asked me the other day, I'm not even kidding. He's like, hey, where are we right now? Like, he's looking for the street. I go, Earth. And he goes, what?
Did you walk away? Just leave
I
hanging?
I absolutely walked. Beautiful. Just like Seinfeld. The Seinfeld
beautiful.
Episode. Just walk by. He goes, oh, where am I right now? I go, Earth. Although I wasn't too sure. Anyways, kids.
With welcome. All that rain and thunderstorms this week, I thought we were on Venus.
Welcome back to the big show. Yes, the big show. Who used to say that?
The big shoe. Was that Carson? The big shoe. We get a big shoe for you tonight.
Oh, no, that wasn't that. Okay.
You get a really big shoe.
No, you're doing, what's his name? Before Carson, did the Beatles there.
Oh, Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. Really big shoe. No, that was pretty good, Sullivan.
You get a really big shoe. Here it is, yeah, Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to look it up. Anyways, boys and girls, so, anyways, our time runs out way too quick, and I cannot stand it when it does that. We should have a five-hour show easily, because we have so much content that we don't get to all the time. So right now it says it's 80 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford. But I will give you your weekend weather, give you the pick of the week, weekend.
It's creeping up. It's now 85.
It says 85. What source do you get it from, sir?
I have multiple sources. This is part of the Weather Channel. It's the Weather Underground app. They have a good website, and it goes like exactly where you are. So it's not, it pinpoints a weather station near you.
Yeah,
so
this is more of an overall thing.
Right.
Yes.
That's taken from Logan. It's off the water. It's a little cooler.
All right. So anyways, tomorrow it's going to be highs of 70s, 20% chance of showers. Okay. So that's not bad.
No.
But it's going to be cloudy, kind of, because I was thinking of going to Canobie with my daughter tomorrow, but Sunday is the much better day, my pick of the weekend. So tomorrow, we'll just go to the North End and just get our feed bag on and eat some great Italian food for Mom's birthday. So tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cool highs. Lower to mid 70s. Okay, so tomorrow's gonna be a little overcast, but I mean, if you don't like the heat, and exactly. If you don't like the heat, go out and walk around and do what you gotta do. Not a beach day, but Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer highs near 80s, which the precipitation is only 5%, which doesn't mean anything. Means we will not see any rain on Sunday. So that's Canobie Lake Day.
Yep.
For us. I can't wait to hit the Boston Tea Party, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite ride there. And Miss Emily has never been to Canobie Lake, so I'm looking much forward to it.
She's never been to Canobie?
She's only turned 7.
Oh, that's... I don't know how old you go.
And I don't even think she's tall enough to get on half of the rides. And you know me, I'm a roller coaster freak. So
yes, you are.
So I don't know if she's high enough. What is it, like 48 inches usually?
Yeah, I think so.
What's that, 4 feet, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think she's quite there yet. But anyways, we'll have a good day nevertheless. And right by the Boston Tea Party, of course, is the nice bar that they have there. Anyways, so All right, so that's the weekend weather. Pick of the week, the weekend, I'm sorry, is Sunday.
So, it's Big Daddy Don Carlos in the Mega Machine.
Monday looks pretty good, though, so as well. So, but, you know, I don't like to move too far forward. We do the weekend here.
Yes.
We kick off your weekend, right. So, Christopher, anything you would like to say?
Oh, my God, it is 3:50.
I know, right? It's 3:51.
Yeah, you know, it's summer is, I hate to say, winding down. So just enjoy these next few
weeks. I know,
we
never really had a summer. Rain the whole...
weird one.
It was the most rain we've ever had.
Yep. Just
that I can remember.
Just, you know, ride it out until it's warm out. So, as you know, football is...
No wonder my hair has been growing so much.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been watered down.
So, yeah. Football starting.
Yeah.
All NFL teams are in camp. I think next week we get the Hall of Fame game.
Bills started today. So in the Patriots, right? Or yesterday?
Patriots started yesterday.
Okay.
Yep. And so, you know, we just want to thank you all for listening. And as I always say to everyone, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Peace.
Absolutely. And of course, I want to... We're going to play a couple songs to take us out, but... I want to thank everybody for listening in. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here. We love you guys, and thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying your summer, even though it's been a lot rainy. But this weekend appears to be a very good one. Get the barbecues out, especially for Sunday if you're not going to do anything. Anyways, we're going to take a 166-hour break. And happy birthday to Miss Carla.
Yay.
And Miss Eileen, my mom. Tomorrow, we will have a good day, drinking some limoncello and stuff in the North End.
Yep.
And as I always say, always be a rock and never roll. Stay Boston strong, boys and girls. And 3:52. All right. Well, my apologies go out to Matthew McConaughey, as always. He's been here so many times, and he's my favorite. All right. So
he actually had something to promote this week. That
and he
Black
did.
Tower,
you're right,
yeah.
He did. I'm sorry, Matthew, but I'll take you out for a beer after the show, and
yeah, and we'll take you to see your movie. Popcorn's on us.
Yeah, we better get in for free if we're with him. Anyways, boys and girls, thank you for listening in. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next week. God bless.